Hello and welcome by Let's Build Your Laptop Lifestyle podcast. This is your host and laptop lifestyle architect, Agnes B. And in today's show, I will talk about what I won with my freedom from working from home. And guess what? You can win that too. Thank you for clicking through today. If this would be just a couple of seconds podcast, I would say what I've won with working from home is I've won myself back. But as I guess this is not why you came here to listen, I will tell you a little story what you might have already heard. But actually, when I realized that the life what I'm living is not what I want in long term, I was commuting 4+ hours a day. I ate a breakfast on my way to work, and we grabbed a sandwich or something at lunchtime. And I was starving when I arrived at home around 7-8 p.m. and was exhausted to start to cook something for the next day or for dinner. As you might have guessed, I started to gain weight. I didn't really feel healthy. I was exhausted all the time. Frankly, I think I even got depressed or showed the symptoms of depression. I guess you know the feeling when you are going through your Facebook feed and you are just hate everyone, right? Who looks better, who is on the beach, who loves his or her job, or frankly, just smiling. I was even too depressed to smile. But bless God, my survivor instinct kicked in and I knew to turn my life around. The first thing is I have to go to the gym. That was my very first answer. As my fiancé being personal trainer, you know, that's something what comes in mind at first. To be able to feel good in my body again, to be able to wear nice clothes, to feel better, I will have to drop weight. Of course, going to the gym wasn't an option because of the time I spent with commuting. And of course, eating healthier was a huge commitment. So I turned to mindset changing, I turned to affirmations, I turned to meditation. And it helped for me to come out of that hole. And to be honest, I even think that affirmations were the reason that I was able to start to work from home. And once that's happened, my whole life shifted around. Not only was I able to sleep a little bit more, which I think it's crucial, you know, 8 hours sleep, but I also had a chance to go to the gym almost every morning, to cook in my lunchtime, healthy, just fresh food and not something what you just grab while you are at work and a sandwich or takeaway or stuff like that. And frankly, I'm not sure about you, but I really, really hate crowded places and commuting was to London is just hell. Everything is crowded, too many people, they don't care, you don't care. Everything is just exhausting, right? So with the time, what I gained, I used it very wisely, let's say. I utilized it and I went to the gym. I started to drop weight. I started to feel better, energized. And I had time to look into other things, what I want to achieve, like building a website, creating my own business. I had time to attend courses and educate myself. And that allowed me to help others and to create my own income stream and not depending on a company who obviously doesn't care about me. Sure, I liked the people, I liked my co-workers, it was nice. And it was at the beginning a little bit strange that I was almost all day long alone. But on the other hand, I gained so much time and freedom from the fact that I'm able to eat healthier, look better. So what would your freedom look like? What would you do if money wouldn't be an object? I know I asked it in the last episode. But what would you do? Would you be healthier, do you think? Would you have time to, even if not going to the gym, just take a walk or be with the people you want to be? Just what would you do with your freedom? Please let me know in the comments. If you are passionate enough and you know that you want to change your life, I add my link in the description. Please feel free to reach out and we can go from there where you want to be. I have a special plan for you, what we can execute and make sure that you get results as soon as possible. In my next episode, I will talk about how my actual day looks like nowadays and what you have to make sure to stay balanced, because of course there are challenges here as well, so it's up to you what you make out of it. So make sure that you can win yourself back. Have an amazing day. Bye bye.